Parental discretion is advised.
So Sting wins it, Sammy, and doesn't even care about you people enough to show up. We're here, though.
Oh, now you want to cheer. Now you want to cheer. How could you not vote for us for Tag Team of the Year? How? You voted for the Usos and not the New Day. That means you, the WWE Universe, has failed today.
Hey, I'm Edge from the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 26th. It's Boxing Day. I don't know what that means. It's a holiday. Oh, that's right. It's when you box everything up and return it, I believe. Maybe? No?
Isn't it a Canadian thing?
It might be. A Canadian, European. Don't say anything yet. All right, real quick, birthdays today. Dennis Knight. You might remember him. He's 47. He was...
Godwin.
That's right. Phineas I. Godwin, which would stand for pig, I believe. And Midian, and Naked Midian, and a bunch of other names. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. Join us January 2nd for UFC. That's 1 week from today. UFC 195 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, and Salvatore's Saloon, 11 Main Street in Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It's Condit versus Lawler for the UFC welterweight title, hosted by us. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's January 2nd. Salvatore's at the garage door and Salvatore's Saloon, UFC 195. Also, Bill Graze's home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. Our friend Jamie, who there's something for everyone who brought it up, by the way. And there's something for everyone at Bill Graze. Find the nearest Bill Graze 2 online at
BillGraze.com.
All right. What?
Who was that?
Huh? Hey, one last thing. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. All right, welcome to the Pain Clinic. Let me introduce the cast and crew. Special, special guest in the studio this morning. We'll start.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We're
going to
start
with
the Mark Fantasia, of course. The Mark, how are you doing today? How was your holiday yesterday? I guess that'd be called Christmas, wouldn't it?
I do celebrate Christmas. Thank you very much. And it was very, very awesome.
Yeah. Okay. And to your left, to your my radio right, it's Danger Boy. How's it going, Danger Boy?
It is going well. And during Festivus, I won all but one feat of strength.
All right. What's it say in your shirt? Stay victorious, my friend.
Yeah, it's a Bills shirt, so it doesn't really qualify.
Okay.
Oh,
DC Dan Cole on the laptop over to my left.
Good morning. Inside information on Christmas. Mark had a little temper tantrum because he got 2K15 instead of 2K16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you
but
stop
it's okay.
It?
WWE is sending me a copy of that.
What was it like? Was it in the wrong casing or something?
No. Did you see the video that went viral?
No.
A little boy got 2K15 for Christmas instead of 16.
And he smashed
and
the TV with it?
Flipped out.
That was you.
It was me.
All right. And in the host chair opposite me, returning from his Chicago lair, someplace deep in Chicago, it's the artiste, Rob Sanderson. What's up, Rob?
Good morning.
Hey,
you
good morning.
You still got it. You still got it.
A little bit of a voice this morning.
Yeah, Rob
gonna
is
try
it?
To get that going here today.
Yeah, you got something to do tonight, I think. And last night, too? No, tonight and tomorrow night.
Tonight and tomorrow on Play-by-Play for the Utica Comets, taking on the Rochester Americans today.
That's
so
right.
That'll be fun. Getting back down to the BCA, but good to be here.
It's nice to see you,
bro. Saw you guys on Sunday as well in Syracuse, so always nice to be here. Good morning.
Well, thank you for coming, man. It's a lot of fun. We did get to see you out there in Syracuse for the last two CW show. Before we get talking about anything in the world of wrestling, and because we have no printer, you guys have no news, and I'll be the only one who dictates what we talk about when it comes to news. But the two CW show, let's talk a bit about it. We did promote it heavily a couple weeks ago, and last week we actually did a wrestling show. We on the air. I want to thank Gary Mervis for coming up. We did our annual 3-hour Gary Mervis charity show, but we did tape a show before that. If you wanted to hear what we had to talk about last week, go up and listen to it on thepainclinic.net. You'll find it. Or if you're a subscriber to iTunes, you probably already heard it. But we talked about Danny, I, and Mark. I guess, is that the Danny, Mark, and me? I don't know. Whatever. I'm not a grammar police.
Oh, hi.
Okay. Yeah. We hopped in the car on Sunday, completely turned football off for our life for the day, and went to 2CW, watched a two-part show. Incredible time. What a lot of fun that was. You were there. We saw you. You came up. You got Chance. People were. You got groupies, which I didn't even know about, Mr. Artiste.
That sounds terrible.
You do.
That sounds terrible.
Well, we met you in the bar with a groupie, so.
Yep. Jeez.
Let's talk about the show. That was a lot of fun, man. Calling it probably wrecked your throat. Besides the fact that everybody had pneumonia there, too, right?
Yeah, everybody either was sick or literally I think everybody that worked that show is now sick. Including referee Jonathan Ash, who's here as well, coughing. Everybody, seriously, has been, it was a fun day. It was, it was a little different because, you know, you kind of noticed how nothing was announced. It was just kind of surprise after surprise. And really from a commentary position, we didn't really know for the most part what was going to happen or what matches were up next. We were just winging it, which is fun. I think it'll go down as one of, if not the best, 2CW show that ever happens. The atmosphere was awesome. It was, you know, there were some good surprises. There was a little bit of emotion. It was just a great way to close it out. So I'm really glad that I made it back for that, you know, and glad you guys got to witness kind of, that pastime athletic club crowd.
Yeah.
There were a couple times throughout the day I had to pop one ear off my headset just to really hear how loud that crowd was.
Oh, yeah.
At certain points.
I will say one thing. I want to thank Josh Generay. There, I got that right?
Yeah.
I want to thank him because he put some tickets aside for us, and that place was sold out. I mean, there was no more space in that place.
It was standing room at the end of the night.
Yeah, it was absolutely nuts, and I want to thank him for putting those tickets aside for us. We had a great time. Love the place. For a last show, boy, I bet you could have put quite a few more people in someplace else, but man, that's where they started, so I can understand that, you know? It was a great time. We had a good time. I mean, we had some action by us out in the crowd a couple times during the show.
AR Fox is one of my new favorite guys after watching that crazy spot. If we could skip ahead and say what happened,
Go ahead. We posted a video on the Pain Clinic Facebook page.
Yeah, so go to that. I really don't need to spoil it for you. Go to the Pain Clinic.
He did a Swanton bomb on top of six guys or five guys that were fighting in the crowd. It was like bowling, you know. It was like when he landed, they all went down like bowling pins, and it was like they shot in every direction. We had a couple Jacksons underneath us, I think, at one point. You know, the Young Bucks were there, very cool dudes.
We had the Bucks there. We had AJ Styles, Michael Elgin. We got to see Johnny Gargano, Eddie Edwards. A lot of great names. Amazing show. For the amount of wrestling I've ever watched live, easily that was the best night of wrestling I've got to watch in a long, long time. It was a great night. Glad I was there.
And some of the old staples that fought for 2CW, too, you know, that we saw here in Rochester, 2006, 2005, 2006, when they came, they were here a couple times. You know, La Vida Loca, I think he changed his name since then. But
El Guero Loco.
Yes.
Unmasked.
He was unmasked the last show.
Which is, it was one of those weird things where, kayfabe aside, I know what he looks like without the mask, but just to see that come off, that's, you think of how many times you've seen him wrestle with that and how much work has gone into keeping that mask and keeping that hidden identity all those years.
Yeah, I've never seen the dude before, and I've been to a few of those shows where, sure he was walking around, it just didn't,
he was committed to it. Yeah, he was committed to it. And, you know, it was a very fun day. The surprises were great. A lot of surprises that plenty of people working the show had no idea about, or only a couple people knew about. You know, whether that's Spike Dudley coming back for the main event, whether that's Jimmy Jam Olsen coming out of retirement basically for the main event, you know, the surprise appearance on the screen after the credits of former Intercontinental Champion and former 2CW Champion Kevin Steen Owens, a little video message from him, which I'm really still curious about WWE's reaction to that. But
I saw it too. Thank you for sending it to me. We were kind of in a,
the whole thing is online now. If you go to YouTube, find 2CW's page. It can probably be tweeted out as well. But the open and the close have been posted online, and at the end of the close is Kevin Steen's message.
All the great Back to the Future. Oh, yeah. those were great videos.
I'm just jealous I wasn't there for that DeLorean filming.
Oh, that was great.
Because it was something special.
It could have been that week because it looked like, you know, I mean, there hasn't been snow here this year yet. So it's like...
yeah, thank you for that. Even though, you know, I immediately get into New York and get sick, it is nice to not see any snow. I did not need a white Christmas. I am perfectly content with this.
Yeah, well, you're going to be lucky because you'll be gone before it happens, I believe. I think they start talking for Tuesday this week. Something may happen. But
by Tuesday, I'll already be back in Chicago and then on the way to Detroit. Actually, yeah, we're in Fargo in like 2 weeks in the middle of January, so I'm sure I'll see my share of snow.
Folks, if you don't know, this is Rob Sanderson, the play-by-play announcer for the Chicago Steel. You're the only announcer, right? You do a solo?
Yeah. Yep.
The only announcer, play-by-play, and you know, and everything, color, everything for the Chicago Steel, as well as the PR director, right?
Broadcaster and media relations coordinator, which has about 100 hats underneath that title, yes.
And
all those things.
And he was the artiste in the pain clinic, and he's back for just a little bit. You know, we did talk to him last week on the air a little bit when we were talking with Josh. Or 2 weeks ago, when we were talking about Josh about the show, that great show. You know, I was telling the guys about La Vida Loca and how he, when we were at the German Club, when they were in 2CW, he did the dive off the top of the...
Off the balcony,
which I've never seen before. And that was a, you know, crazy, crazy spot, you know. And Isis Effects, I haven't seen him in forever. He was in a match there. And
I will say, you know, those type of matches, when you think about it, like, I'm a high spot, Mark, to be honest. Like,
the Hardy Boys that did it to you.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, I love the Young Buck matches and AR Fox and a lot of these, type of matches. But I will say, though it's not necessarily always my favorite category, still enjoy it. The heavyweight match, Brute Van Slyke and Michael Elgin tore the house down. Yeah. I am, you know, Michael Elgin has accomplished so much, and obviously, you know, Brute Van Slyke, he's been here and in the studio and everything, and I just, I'm so proud of him for that match, but the two of them need a rematch anywhere in the world. I don't care where it is. That match was unbelievable.
Yeah, when Elgin held him up.
He held him up on that suplex.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I mean, Michael Elgin's what, about 5'8", 5'9", and Brute's like 6'3". 6'4". Yeah. So he held him up, and it was like that was just amazing feats of strength. That was a true Festivus moment.
And I got to say, I had a chance to meet Michael Elgin. I talked to him for about a good 5 minutes down near the merchandise area before the show went to intermission. Danny and I wandered down there. Danny got a shirt and just talking to him. He is the coolest, like sweetest guy. He was so nice, genuine. And he's like, look, while you're here, I want to show you one of my new shirts that we have that I got because of New Japan and how over he was with the G1 tournament. And it's an animated-looking shirt, and it was really cool, and I ended up buying one. He was an awesome dude and got to meet the Young Bucks. They were real down-to-earth. It was great atmosphere.
Bumped into Sammy Callahan a couple times and out in the hallway. So, yeah, it was... Young Bucks took a nice picture with us, you know, we heard the 1-2-3 count for the last match.
I was introduced to new characters. And I'm gonna mess this up. Big Dick Johnson. What was his name?
Dick Justice.
Yes.
He's a new favorite of mine.
Rochester's own. He's from Rochester.
That was my first time meeting him.
It's difficult to do commentary for a Dick Justice match. Just leave it at that. Because everything you say can be taken out of context.
Yeah.
Literally. But, He's tremendous. Dick Justice is
Super
so
Beast. Love seeing Super Beast out there. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's hard to think back at the whole show, but props to 50-year-old Too Cold Scorpio and what he still does out there. So entertaining and so athletic and just it's honestly anytime you can be around Too Cold, it's just like an ultimate pleasure.
A well-deserved, you still got it.
Yeah.
He was moving just like he did 20 years ago.
Yeah, he. And this is. I remember. Weren't you at a show where he got hurt like a couple of years ago, or maybe last year? One where he.
He got hurt down in a show in Wadsworth, I think, in an upstate show, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Yeah. So I was not at that one.
Oh,
but,
that was the one that was at. It was at the softball park.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was gonna say I know, but you know, but he put on. He actually, we got a little close encounter with Spike in the crowd too when he came up and.
Oh, the chair shot against the...
Yeah,
that's right.
It's like we were ducking, the guys falling on us. Actually, I had a couple of guys fall, I think, on my leg, and Mark's like freaking chanting, putting his hand over me, and it's like...
Yeah, I was all over
I think that's ultimately a big part of the legacy of 2CW is when you see that Spike Dudley, who I mean, I get confused by what he said on the mic and other things. I mean, he posted on the 2CW Facebook page and everything else, too, but how he basically... He doesn't take bookings anymore. And, you know, there was heavy word out there that WWE wanted him back with this Dudley Boys reappearance in their feud right now. And he wouldn't do anything else. He won't take bookings, but he was such a big part of 2CW over the years that, he wouldn't miss this show. And he gave it his all. Just a tremendous person. Matt Heisen, Spike Dudley.
You know, the
for
first
him to come back and do that.
The first few times that they came to Rochester, he was the guy with them, and he came on with us.
He was the first name. He was the guy in 2CW, and so to see him come back, you know, and especially as a surprise appearance
with the Viking hat. Oh, I marked out.
Yeah, awesome. He stole it from the guy in the crowd. they broke it. Somebody jumped on it and broke it.
Bin Hameen earlier in the night. Yeah, I mean, it was just it was a special night, you know, especially you see the end of the show, Josh or Josh Dula, the Butcher, as he was at one point during the show, giving the Young Bucks a double choke slam, you know, giving this speech in the middle of the ring. And, you know, there's
JD Love, man.
At this point. Yeah. At this point, there's, you know, some people, you know, breaking character after all these years. Bin Hameen's out there. Everybody else, you know, it's as we talked about on the show 2 weeks ago, 2CW is a family. Anybody that was there for the sold out crowd, anybody who was part of the 11,000 people that tuned in online, you saw the family come together one last time. And like I said, I'm just really glad I was able to be there for it. It exceeded all my expectations, and hopefully there will be a DVD or something of the sort out soon. Because I'm really looking forward to watching
the show. Can you watch the show on the webpage? No,
right now. The stream was only live, but hopefully a DVD will be coming soon. So.
Very cool. Well, we're going to go to break on that. Thank you. We'll talk. You know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, including WWE. Did you guys watch the Slammies?
Good thing we have the Painies, because those were a wreck.
Yeah.
So now they got their idea of wins out of the way. We'll put the real winners out there.
All right. Give us a call, too, if you have a comment or a question. 222-1280, Star 1280. Tell us what Christmas wrestling gear you got. Did you get a DVD? Did you get some action figures? Did you get, you know, who knows? Posters?
I got a Bremode shirt.
You got a Bremode shirt? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gave Mark a pink Pain Clinic shirt, and he was going to wear it through the whole show, but it just was a little too tight.
I kind of maxed it out.
Yeah. It was women's size, so I can understand that. But we got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Part of me that kind of wants to say thank you, but I mean, let's be honest here, was there really any other option for Superstar of the Year?
How about we spoil Star Wars?
Yeah, you don't like that, do you?
At the very end, Han Solo.
Wait,
I have not seen the movie yet, so
what?
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Hey, you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm not going to let those guys spoil Star Wars for you. I promise. They almost did, though. It was really a terrible thing they almost did. But hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, the Artiste, Rob Sanderson, Jonathan Ash, referee hiding in the corner in the back there. You're not feeling well, you say?
Yeah, nobody is.
Nobody
is from that show, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, man. We got someone on the phone who wants to ask a question, if I can just get the software going. On the line with us right now, from Parts Unknown. Come on. I'm not wanting to work. Here we go. From Parts Unknown is Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Rick, I want to be honest. Rick's been in the hospital for 8 days. He's in the hospital right now, man. So we're wishing the best for you, brother.
I was actually just about to say that when we got back from break. That I wanted to wish him well.
Yeah,
so, hey, Rick.
I really appreciate it. And welcome back to the airwaves, Mr. Artiste.
Thank you, sir. Get well soon.
Just a few things I'd like to bring up. Wow, I just found out that Mike Bennett and Canales are Maria Canales are done with ROH.
Yeah, they're on their way to TNA on Pop TV, which we can't watch here. Rob, do you get Pop TV in Chicago?
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm never home.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. I haven't seen it before, so I'd have to look.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
Yeah, they said they've been telling everybody backstage in Ring of Honor they're going to TNA, so that apparently is
you're
going
to break up the kingdom to go to TNA?
Well, they said they couldn't, that Ring of Honor wouldn't negotiate what they wanted, so.
I'm a little upset with that.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully this isn't going to, I assume it's not going to interfere at all with their New Japan commitments, so.
Yeah, who knows?
Which would, I would think they could still be the kingdom there.
Yeah, and they're at Wrestle Kingdom 10 in a couple weeks.
I would think so, yeah, right? Yeah. So,
honestly, to Adam Cole, too.
I'll drop the ball and let Maria go.
Yeah, well, you know what? I guess she kind of got a big head on her and stuff. I mean, we've had her on a few times. Very nice girl. Very beautiful. She's a lot. Remember, she played a dumb girl on TV, but man, she was like, you know, really sharp when she was on with us. So, you know, I don't know. They WWE actually paid for her education. She actually graduated from college. They have this deal right now where if you work for them, they actually will help fund your tuition to college. There's a couple. Kenny Doan from the what were they called again? The
Spirit Squad.
Spirit Squad. He actually has been gone to college on WWE's lamb too, even though he doesn't work for them anymore. So
wow, okay, that's kind of good.
They do some good. Believe me, they do good stuff. It's just not often publicized by it. You know.
Sure, and a couple of more things, and sticking with the ROH theme. What do you think of? The chances of the boys going back with Dalton anytime soon because now it seems like the boys are getting a little big head on them on themselves and getting brainwashed per se and doing stuff to the
Silas Young
and things like that.
I love Silas Young. I love the boys too.
We got to see the boys.
Awesome. Yeah,
we got to see the boys at the 2CW show. They showed up with Dalton Castle.
Those weren't the real boys.
Well, kind of a version of.
Sorry. Okay. The boys were with him, but it wasn't the boys you see on TV.
What a match with him and Sammy Callahan.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was incredible. But yeah, I like the boys. I like that they got their hair all frizzed out now and they're doing, you know.
They look like they're getting a little bigger too.
Well, they can't get much smaller than they were, okay. You know, but they were tired of being a chair for Dalton Castle when he came out.
Yeah. They're definitely, them and the Beer City Bruiser and the Last Real Man, they're pretty entertaining when their segment's on.
Well, Dalton Castle, as you can see, I mean, an upstate New Yorker, Rochester boy, now an Albany boy. Like, look at the way he's made waves through wrestling as of late. I know, we talked about him a lot even over the summer and in years past, but that's a guy who is finally making a huge impact on ROH TV. But when you watch him wrestling-wise, entertainment-wise, to me, Dalton Castle could be anywhere in the world in a top spot. So I'm very, very excited to see where his career goes and happy to where it's at this point.
Did you read his Reddit interview where he talked about the creation of Dalton Castle and how his wife and he kind of did that together? They kind of came up with it. And
oh, the Rolling Stone one. Yeah.
No, it was on Reddit, I think. That's where it originally started. He has a Reddit interview. Just read the whole. It's just, you know, a lot.
Well, there was also an article about him in Rolling Stone, too.
Yeah.
Which is
it really
crazy. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And two other things. I actually texted in. You didn't get to read it yet, but I'm definitely surprised that they switched the strap on Raw a few weeks ago.
Really?
You're surprised that it switched, that it switched on Raw?
They usually do it on the pay-per-views.
It's because Raw's ratings have been going in the toilet. They needed to do something.
And you need a good. You remember, before that pay-per-view, I was saying that they need a good guy going into the holidays. And, you know, they just waited an extra day to do it, you know, so.
I mean, how are their ratings? Are they that terrible?
Worse in 20 years.
Yikes.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, they had a little bit of a rebound on that show, and the Slammies, not so much.
And then they went right back down.
Yeah, not so much on the Slammies.
I'll give that to the week of Christmas.
But it is the holiday season, and they usually have this is a low this time of year anyway, so.
We'll see what happens.
And last thing, man, I think the new Day does actually rock. They have some skills, and they are funny as all get up.
Sure, sure. And so you sing along with them, New Day Rocks? New Day Rocks?
they are pretty entertaining. I mean, I still like PTP. I'd like them to still have a little feud again.
Sure.
But, New Day is definitely entertaining when they're segments called upon.
Don't forget, they're coming back to Rochester in March, okay? Set some money aside.
That a house show again?
It's a live event. It's a live event.
Team house show.
So, yeah, but it's coming in March. So
do you know the exact date, Richie?
Yeah, I don't remember what it is right now. It's like in the 20-something. It's in the 20s, I think. We had it on, we talked about it about, I don't know, a year ago when we found out. It's in March, so just nevertheless, you'll start seeing the commercials soon.
And that's more of a raw talent?
I have no idea. Is there a difference between a Raw and SmackDown talent, sir? I don't think so.
Not anymore.
No. Yeah. Hey, Rick, man, you take it easy, bro. Get healthy, okay?
I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too, man. And Merry Holidays and Happy New Year's and whatever. We got Raw.
And whatever.
We got Brian from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Hey, Rob. Welcome back to Rochester, buddy boy.
Thank you.
By the way, don't mess up tonight. I have a question about the WWE. What do you think 2016 will be for the WWE? Even though you guys were mentioning about the ratings, how do you think they're going to do in 2016?
They're going to go bankrupt, and we'll have no wrestling to talk about on the show anymore. No,
Dixie Carter is now going to run all of professional wrestling.
No, I am kidding. I am kidding.
That would be a good idea.
No.
And I have one more thing.
Thank you for your opinion.
What did you guys thought when they showed that magazine of Charlotte when she was like twin or younger? I want to get your thoughts.
No,
on that
magazine was.
I'll see you tonight, buddy.
Okay, take it easy, man. I don't know. He'll see you tonight. He is a junior broadcaster for the Rochester Amherst, so you know,
Comets pregame starts at 6:45.
You will bump into him in the hallway. Yep. But nevertheless, no. What he's talking about, that picture of Charlotte was done back, I think, in like September or October. That's not a young Charlotte. It just doesn't look like her whatsoever on that cover of that magazine. Did you see the picture MT's talking about?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a muscle building magazine. It's muscle and fitness, I think, and she's on the cover of it.
I won't look at those things. It really doesn't help my view of the woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Animal. If Mark wants to look at muscular people, he's going to look at men.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get there straight.
She's still more attractive than other people on the roster. I will say that.
Not Stephanie, though.
Yeah.
Not Stephanie.
No. She's about equal
both
to Stephanie.
Just like their fathers.
Yeah. All right. We got Dan Rochester. Dan, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Okay. What's happening, bro?
Hey, going away party for Colin Delaney's brother. It's going to be in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah? Where's that going?
It's going to be at McGinnity's on West Ridge Road.
Oh, is it after a show, or...?
Yeah, it's going to be, like, at 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Where's he going?
He's moving to North Carolina.
Woo!
Okay. Yeah, no.
Everybody's moving.
Cool. So everybody sounds listening's warm. Invited, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Basically, I mean, Nick will be there. Gabe Saint will be there.
Okay.
So if you guys want to come down and join the fun, come on down.
What time are you picking this up?
Dan just invited all of Rochester who listens to this show to come down to McGinnity's. What day is it again?
It's on a Saturday. I think it's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
It's on a Saturday.
It's on a Saturday.
So it would probably be like the 8th maybe
probably
of January.
Next year sometime.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dan, man. We'll see you there, bro. You're going to buy the first round, right?
I'll try.
Okay, Dan, we'll see you there. Thanks for calling, man.
I'll be there if he's buying.
We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
Salutations. I tried doing the Dolan Castle, but no, I just can't do it. No, I had some good news. I was listening to you guys, and someone was wondering if Dalton got the boys back. So it's obvious that nobody watched Final Battle. But he did get the boys back last weekend.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He was in a match with Silas. I was home, by the way, with whatever you guys have right now, and let me tell you,
yeah,
lots of water and Mucinex, and pray to God you don't die.
Yeah.
It is horrible. Whatever this thing is that's going around. I've got it. My kids have got it. But we've had it for almost a week, and it just doesn't let up.
So you had it. Wait a second. So you had it when you were waiting in line to see Star Wars?
No. I think someone at Star Wars gave it to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Because I was fine Thursday, and then right in the middle of Friday, it just hit. And it was probably – I haven't been this sick in a couple of years. It is terrible, whatever this thing is.
Okay, so all that Star Wars making out.
Yeah, stay away from us.
All right.
Well, what's
up? I'm going to ignore Fantasia, but
we
do that too.
Silas was fighting Dalton in a match in Final Battle. The boys ran out. with chairs, and it looked like it was going to be a triple beatdown, and Silas was going to be, oh, they're mine now. And Dalton grabbed the mic and basically said, maybe you haven't been paying attention. These are my boys. And the boys just beat the crap out of Silas Young with chairs.
Nice.
And they basically reassumed the position of the chair, and Dalton sat. And it was a great moment. I was stuck home. All I was doing all weekend was watching. I watched the ROH show. I watched the 2CW show.
So that we actually saw him. We saw Dalton after that happened then, because that was Friday night, and we saw him Sunday night.
Yes. Yep. He got the boys back on Friday night. It was actually the ROH show was a really, really good show. It was a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, you did not see the ROH title around AJ Styles' waist.
Wait a second. AJ Styles took on... I thought AJ beat the Jay Lethal.
No, he didn't.
He did not beat him.
Okay.
I don't. Have you heard anything about AJ supposedly having some bad neck injury?
They were saying was it his back? Rob, you know, because he left between shows. You can.
Is it back or is it lower body?
I thought it was his knee.
I don't remember. I mean, obviously he was able to move around enough, but
he was a part of a 6-man tag, so he didn't have to move much.
Yes.
We had heard that he was hurt. So,
yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he's been really, he worked the 2CW show and he wrestled the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. But other than that, he hasn't been he's not taking bookings until next year, which of course now is soon, but yeah. it's really been that way for a while, because he's had some kind of a nagging injury for a while.
Which really scares me because I was really, really excited for Wrestle Kingdom 10 with him and Shinsuke Nakamura. I was really hoping that to be like the match of the night, but now I'm really worried with AJ, you know, being sidelined or at least injured.
He didn't look full speed, at least in the match with Jay Lethal. It was a little strange. He was just taking a little bit of extra care. Normally when you see him, when he goes and he goes full speed, it's amazing to watch, but it just didn't look right. And right after the match, I was watching a couple of the Twitters after the pay-per-view cut out, and they had bags of ice on his shoulders and on his neck walking all the way to the back. He was just loaded with ice.
Yeah, he definitely has some issues. You know, it's fun. It was fun seeing him with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. What do they call him again?
The Bullet Club.
The Cleaner, but he's called like the Cleaner now. You know,
Kenny Omega. Yep.
Kenny Omega was a guy that
that hair is something else in person.
We went. Murph and I went and saw him in Ring of Honor up in Canada, and he kept calling him what was it again from Charles in Charge, Willie Ames character, Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy, I can't remember, but because he has that curly, crazy curly hair. But man, Kenny Omega was awesome. I enjoyed watching him. I hadn't seen him in forever. I mean, it really
that's
once he left Ring of Honor,
rare North American appearance.
I was gonna say between
that and. I think he worked PWS on Saturday as well in Jersey.
He lives in Japan, right? That's what I thought. Yep. In fact, he's married or has girlfriends from Japan too, I heard. So it's like, but it was nice. He's got like that. I like the persona, the Cleaner as of the group of the Bullet Club. So that was pretty cool to see him. But yeah, it's a shame about AJ. I mean, he was out there with them and all, and they did have a Bullet Club. I saw a lot of Bullet Club t-shirts, and so I'm sure they were selling them like crazy there. Or people wore them, I don't know, but man.
The best t-shirt of the night was one that was not being sold, and I'll let Danny talk about that t-shirt that we found.
Out in the parking lot when we were tailgating, a car pulled up next to us, guy gets out wearing a t-shirt that shows Cookie Monster putting John Cena in the ankle lock.
Yeah.
Great shirt.
Yeah. I don't know where you get that, but I would kind of want that.
Yeah, I really do, too.
It was pretty, he liked it so much he bought it, too. I think he said he found it in the parking lot, too, so. So, hey, Scott, thank you so much for calling me. Anything else, bro?
No, other than say Star Wars was awesome. Mark Fantasia sucks, and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you.
I like how you say it and run away.
Best call of the year.
Yeah. Rackham. Okay, we got to go to break.
Any award winner.
Yeah, we got to go to break. We'll go to break. Well, before we go to break, I'll just read a little bit of news that I couldn't print up. So, here in a second, once I figure out how to. I'm trying. Our copier died here, so we really can't look at much of the news, but. Some news. John Cena is making his return to WWE tonight in Madison Square Gardens. And he's also hosting the Today Show on Monday and Tuesday of next week. So I'm sure y'all, you Cena fans, will be thrilled about that.
I bet you he overcomes the odds.
Yeah, he might. He won't see you either. Ring of Honor, we did mention Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis are leaving, and they're supposed to start in TNA in January. TNA debuted on Pop TV this past week. And Pop TV is a new channel they're going to. They did a Best of 2015 part one, and they're going to do the second. And it was on Tuesday, and they're doing a second one next Tuesday. And it drew 111,000 viewers. So not bad numbers for really no advertising.
I say, but we'll see what happens there. Cesaro is scheduled to return to Birmingham, Alabama in early January for additional therapy to get an update on his shoulder. He did have surgery. They have no timetable for him to come back, but it's going to be 4 to 6 months. We had a lot of discussions about when we were talking about him, about, you know, some people think he's in the doghouse with WWE, and I'm not really sure why. Maybe we can theorize that on the flip side. We'll go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
What you need to understand, I don't sweat you, Stephanie. I don't sweat your daddy, and I damn sure don't sweat your husband, Triple H.
In 2016, I will redesign Seth Rollins. I will rebuild myself, and I will come back and reclaim the title that I never lost.
This is Matt Capitelli from Tough Enough 3 in the WWE. You listen to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, Mark Fantasia, Danger Boy, DC, Dan Cole, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Danny's got his 2CW shirt with every show ever on the back of it. In fact, there's the German House is on a couple of those. And there was the one that they did at the USA, what was that arena called? The USA Sports Complex?
All-Star Sports Arena?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's the one where the Daniel Bryan took on Samoa Joe in the main event in front of 55 people. Yeah.
Was it 55?
I don't know.
How many people were there? 80-something? Yeah, not many.
The night my daughter had her tonsils taken out. Rochester. And we had that day, we had Daniel Bryan on with us to promote it. And then my daughter had, or she had to have her... What's appendix taken out? An emergency.
Two totally different things, Rich.
No, I know. It was something we were in the hospital for. It was her appendix, and so it's
tonsils,
like I could.
Appendix. They're in the same.
Same body. I had to stop down there and give the list of names that won tickets on the show, and then I had to go back to the hospital. So it really stunk. But because I mean, who else are you going to see Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan wrestle in Rochester? You know,
it's true.
You know, I mean, and then that he was even just as big a phenom in the ring as he is, you know, he was with WWE. So, nevertheless, that's on the back there too of that shirt. All the shows ever for 2CW, pretty cool stuff, man. They were selling some good merch there. It's a shame you can't drink anything up in that arena, though. It's like, you know, you can't bring any, you know. I did bring pretzels, and I left them in Danny's car, by the way. Sorry about that, Danny.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Thanks.
Oh, you could drink in the arena. You just had to drink at the bar.
Yeah, I know, but you couldn't bring it up into your seat when you were watching.
Didn't need to. I finished it in the bar. I was
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, because they had a video screen.
I'm sure some fans figured something out for that. But
yeah, we did. They did.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, but it was a really good... Rob, I was going to ask you, Chicago, we did talk briefly about it when you were on a couple weeks ago. You saw a Raw there, right, that came?
Yeah, October 12th, I want to say, sounds about right. Raw came to Allstate Arena, and that was fun finally getting to see a WWE show in Chicago with that crowd. I mean, even just a regular old Raw, but it was electric in there. It's amazing. That building is so cool, just the way that the noise just bounces off that roof. But a lot of fun at that show. I know... Unfortunately, they announced their return date is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So I will not be there for that. But hopefully they can get a pay-per-view again soon. I would appreciate that.
Oh, they always do have at least one a year. Usually,
especially in the off-season would be nice.
Well, yeah, are you going to be living there in the off-season? You're not going to come back here?
No, that's a year-round job.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You probably usually get, like, what, a payback or Extreme Rules or something usually happens.
Yeah, like Money in the Bank or Extreme Rules or one of those. I think they've only announced through Mania, maybe, for location.
Yeah, I haven't seen
they
much.
Should get one. Yeah, maybe right once we hit off season things slow down a little bit. But
did you see you went to an indie show there too, right?
When first moved out there, went to Dreamwave in Ash was out there helping me move. Where the heck were we? LaSalle, Illinois, I think. It was like an hour and a half or something away. Dick Justice was on that show.
Oh, really?
Candice LeRae was on that show.
Oh, we watched Candice LeRae.
We saw Candice LeRae on Sunday. Yeah. Oh, man.
She got killed.
Oh, yeah. And Havoc, too.
Hey, listen.
Right in that category. Yeah. Different people.
We got to see a lot bunch of girls that we hadn't seen Russell before.
Veda Scott.
Yeah, Veda was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
I marked out huge for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, you know, I mean, usually we just see her in Ring of Honor. She's just, you know, the manager and stuff. But
she was in a triple threat match against two guys and won.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think when that first weekend I moved out there, that Dreamwave show is the only indie show I've been able to go to, just schedule wise, unfortunately. There's all sorts of shows, AAW and Shimmer and a bunch of others. Just, hopefully in summertime we'll be able to catch some more.
No CM Punk, Close Encounters?
No. Seen a lot of people around Chicagoland, but, no CM Punk.
You didn't see it? You haven't gone to any, Blackhawks games or anything?
No, I haven't yet. Actually, I should be in January, at some point. I gotta check when some of our alumni are coming in to play, like against the Hawks, but, no, haven't run into them. I will say also, in case anybody from Chicago is listening, ketchup is extremely acceptable on a hot dog. I don't care what you say, Chicago. Zweigels are better.
Okay. Well, do they only say you put mustard on it?
Yeah, no, they won't. Like, they'll refuse service if you try to put ketchup on your hot dog.
Really?
At some of the places.
Really?
Yeah.
Two.
It's been a big argument in the Chicago Steel front office. I'll just bring hot dogs back for lunch and just set ketchup right there and just let it sit there. Let everybody see what I'm about to do for a while. Yeah.
222-1280 StarTwit is a number. We've got, give us a call. Say hi to the artiste. We've got Steve from Bristol. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Artis, how you doing?
Good morning. How's it going?
Nice to hear your voice, Mr. Sanderson.
Thank you.
I enjoy your insight. I have a question. Who won the match, the last match on SmackDown the other night between, I think it was Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose, and Dolph Ziggler?
Ambrose, he retained.
Yeah, he won. Actually, he won three times this past week. And not because he's on my fantasy team or anything, but he is. And that's probably why I know. Yeah, he's a big winner this past week. I was going to say Ambrose won every main event on TV, including the tribute for the troops. He was part of the winner of that group too. Did you watch the tribute for the troops? I mean, they had a 16-man tag match to end the show. It was insane.
No, I missed that.
There was no room. There was no. It was on Wednesday. There was no room for any other wrestlers along the edge of the ring. They were like surrounding it pretty much.
Well, now that we're getting close to WrestleMania, what do you think is going to be the main event at WrestleMania? Any thoughts?
Out of the blue, I'm thinking Triple H versus Roman Reigns, only because it seems like they're going in that direction. That's a feeling, the way they're talking every week. You know, well, because he took him out, and, you know, I don't know. I don't want to see that.
Roman Reigns too.
Yeah,
I think I don't want to see it, but I think, yeah. Because we never got a winner out of that match. So
you think Dean Ambrose, is he going to stay a face or turn a heel?
Oh,
he'll stay face in the mid-card division.
You need faces, especially when John Cena was gone for a month. You know, you definitely need to keep those guys around. So,
last question: well, how is Sting doing?
He texted me the other day. He said he's feeling pretty good.
No, Sting is. I mean, he's healthy. Just that, you know, he's got spinal stenosis, the same thing that made Edge retire. So that's probably what's going to happen to him. He's going to end his career because of the stenosis. He may not have to have surgery, but he can't wrestle anymore.
Okay. Well, thanks for the information.
Thanks for calling, Steve.
As usual. Thank you.
Happy New Year, man. All right. 222-1280.
Don't watch wrestling. Just call in. We'll give you all the results.
222-1280, *1280 is the number. Yeah. No, don't say that, because then we're going to start getting them then.
Already get them now, Cash. Let's just embrace it.
Wait,
I
have a question, though. Who won last year's WrestleMania main event?
Stop it.
222-1280, *1280 is the number.
CM Punk's going to show up. What do you guys think? Good morning.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, he's not here anymore. We got to go to break. We won last segment with Mr. Artiste, Rob Sanderson. Who knows when he's going to be back in this town again?
I'd like to announce that next week we're going to be doing the painties.
Yeah.
We thought we were going to do them today, but we have one segment left. Next week we'll be doing the painties, so you may want to...
We'll start at the beginning of the show. We're going to do our vote for, you know, Superstar of the Year and whatnot, you know, Feud of the Year, stuff like that.
I already got my Match of the Year picked out. I'll send in some nominations.
Okay, well, good. Okay. 222-1280 starts with it. We'll be back on the flip side. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Chester.
Hey, this is Earl Hebner from TNA, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the Artiste, DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, Jonathan Ash, way in the corner over there. And you, thank you so much for listening. Let's see, what were we going? Oh, yeah, we were talking a little bit about the paintings there. We'll be coming up next week. We're trying to get the categories up on our Facebook so you guys can play along at home, you know, and figure out what's, you know, what who you think should be like the superstar of the year. Some other news before we get back into Gabbin is a TNA announcer, Mike Tenay, contract runs out at the end of the year. Don't know if what he's going to be doing, if anything. He really hasn't done much with him in this past year. Love Tenay, though. One of my favorite announcers. So
they should hire John McGraw, who did play-by-play for 2CW.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, they only right now they have it's a Pope and Josh Matthews.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who knows? But I mean, you know, you saw Mauro Ranallo is going to be doing SmackDown starting in the new year on
USA.
Curious
to see how that goes.
He does wrestle. Yeah. I mean, you've heard his commentary, haven't you, from New Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a great job.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see like WWE.
WWE will take
any broadcaster and turn them into their style and kind of. They feel like robots sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm curious. Maybe it could be a really refreshing addition to WWE commentary. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm a huge Mauro Ranallo fan from his MMA stuff work. So, yes, but he's going to have Vincent in his ear, so you just never know where people go with that. So, some news. TNA will be kicking off 2016 with a one-night-only live pay-per-view starting January 8th. It's going to be available in the United States on pay-per-view. It's going to be from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Not really sure what's going to be on the card, but as we get close, it's only a week, you know, 2 weeks away. So, well, I think it's a Friday night pay-per-view. So they're trying some different things. We'll see what happens with that. Some other news. Did you see that they added all that Stampede Wrestling to the WWE Network and then they had to take it off because Bret Hart threw a fit saying that he owned the rights to his likeness and he was all over it. And they didn't realize that Bret, you know, they were told by the other brothers that it was free and clear to use when they sold it to him, except for Bret said.
Well, you can't ever take Smith Hart for his word.
Danger Boy, did you just get
shocked?
We
haven't learned anything over the years.
No, I just almost dropped my phone.
Oh, it looks like you got shocked. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
Show goes on. If you get shocked or not, show goes on.
Yeah, I was going to say. So Bret, so immediately they took all the Stampede off of the WWE Network. So if you got a chance to see it, you were lucky. You know, but Bret, you know, Bret owns his likeness. His parents gave it to him, he said. Anything that he did with Stampede, he owns. So, and he got them to sign it before they both passed away. So, So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully they'll put the stuff back on. You know, I don't know. So let's see. Rob, it's nice to have you here, man. Thank you so much for coming, man.
It's good to be back.
What'd you do this week? What'd you know?
I was sick a lot of the week, to be honest.
Okay.
And then some Christmas shopping and,
I saw you dabbled in Duff's.
I did. I tried out the Duff's here, and it's so nice to get real chicken wings, because I've tried over and over again in Chicagoland and failed.
Really?
And failed.
Their wings
are terrible. Yeah, the pizza's good.
Tell me about the
Portillo's
pizza.
Is amazing. The Italian beef and everything else. Like, the food in Chicago is great, but the wings, somebody that knows how to make buffalo wings, move to Chicago, open up a restaurant. I'll be your first customer.
Danny and I talked about this a long time ago about opening something like that there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they also have the Chicago-style pizza, which you don't get here. So
if we build it, they will come.
It's delicious.
Yes.
It's really filling. You can only eat it so often.
Have you been to Lisa Marie Veron's old restaurant since you've been there?
When I first moved out there, we went to the Squared Circle. I haven't. I think I'm going to try to get to the Rumble there next month.
Okay.
So, the food's great there as well. Really, really good.
Is it kind of like when we do Salvatore's where, like, people, you get a meal right in the beginning and then they continuously come around and ask you for stuff for the next 3 hours?
It's in there, a pay-per-view. It's really, there's not as much like, Randy! But it's, there's,
you miss it. You know you do.
But it's very loud and rowdy in there. It's a fun time. Yeah, hopefully I'll check out the Rumble there. This next month or so, there's so many. We're going to be all over the place travel-wise, like I said. I barely even know where I am now,
let alone
check in a week or two from now.
Have you been able to check any states off of your states to visit list?
Kansas. I got a couple of weeks ago, we were in Lincoln, Nebraska. Went to breakfast. I don't know how much time I have here. Went to breakfast. Team was going over for the morning skate. I decided that I was just going to walk back to the hotel instead. Noticed there was a rental car place across the street. Figured out Kansas was close by.
Yeah.
drove an hour and a half to Kansas, stopped in, got it off the checklist, came back, barely made the bus on time. And then Lincoln, then we were in like Sioux Falls, South Dakota the next day and stuff. But yeah, that's the only new state for me this year, but kept that streak alive at least one every year.
How do you like living out of a suitcase?
I don't know. I'm kind of used to that, and these next couple weeks will be really like that. Like I said, I fly back to Chicago Monday to be back home for less than 20 hours, I think.
Oh yeah.
Before we head to Detroit and Muskegon and Youngstown and Fargo and everywhere. So
it's good thing
10 road games in a row right now.
It's a good thing you don't have any animals.
Yeah, no, they would have no attention.
They'd be little skeletons when you got them.
They'd be all dead. Yeah,
no, it's. I would love to get a dog or something, but there's no way right now. I'm never home. But,
yeah, well, you know, who knows?
But it's good. It's nice. It's nice like to be back home. Nice to visit. I got to get a plate before I leave. There's a lot of food I wish I could get here before I leave.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun to be at the Amherst game tonight, even though I'm announcing for the rival.
Yeah, are you going to be sitting anywhere near where you usually sat last year?
Exactly one row in front of my old seat. Yeah.
Okay, because if we show up, we're gonna heckle you. We'll just, hey!
No. Yeah. Yep, so should be fun, but good to see people. I'm back, and yeah.
Thanks for stopping in and hanging in.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, it's not a problem. Thanks for announcing at 2CW and getting some chances to come home a little bit. Next time you'll be home, it's probably when the season's over, so I'm sure.
It might be a lot longer than that, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, teasing coming home.
All right, well, guys, next week it's the Painies. I want to thank everybody for coming. Thank you for listening. Hope everyone had a great Christmas and New Year's. Please be safe. We'll see you next week on the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.